Carolyn, I was very much engaged in the ordination conversation here, especially just recently. I went through Lord Bingham's volumes of early church order. and it was interesting how in Colossians, in chapter 2, now this is the NIV, and it's, and we can lose the translation in English here. He's talking about how they know the mystery of Christ, and then says, "I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For although I am absent from the body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is." Other translation says, "And I behold your order." Now that word "order" is the word, mm-hmm. is that tasso, is that, or
taxis. Taxis, it's a noun.
Okay,
taxis.
So this is a noun mm-hmm. right here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, comment on that word. I know it's a military word, but with mm-hmm. ranks and all that.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that translation, orderly. Because
right.
I think orderly, it sounds pretty boring.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
But toxis is yes, it's a sense of ordering, organization. I mean, what else to say? That things have to be very clear, and you know, you have to know where you stand. Quite in contrast to charism and prophecy, where you really don't know where you stand.
Okay.
So what's being emphasized here is the orderly part of it, whereas elsewhere Paul will certainly talk about the charism, about prophecy.
So what you really get a sense that balance between prophecy, charismatic, and orderly structure, you know, Paul notices this in the early church. Now, in a sense, he himself has no idea what this is going to mean.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's fascinating, too. Like,
yeah.
And I noticed that at Christian Leaders Ministry Institute and College, like, you are being launched into the ministry, and in cultures in Africa or Asia or Latin America or in the United States, Canada, I mean, Great Britain, things are happening at a local level
mm-hmm.
that both order and charisma function.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really know what that is going to mean yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul himself did that.
No, and Paul is at the beginning of this, and you have to imagine this is a group of people who are conscious they're starting something new. Now, they have a background, a tradition in their own society, and they have a tradition from Israel. Even if they are Gentiles, which most of them probably were, and in Colossae probably they mostly were, they have been evangelized by Paul on the basis of the scriptures, the Hebrew Bible. So they have all of that background to go on, but still, they are creating something new. And questions arise, like Paul dealing with the issue of mixed marriage in 1 Corinthians 7. You know, he says, "Well, I have this from the Lord, but the Lord didn't say anything about this."
Right.
You know, so this is what I think. So they're having to do that all the time.
Even in the ordination passage, you have a sense when I don't permit in, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you there's just a little bit of like, there's an order here, there's family codes, there's
yeah.
all this other stuff. And,
and how are we going to pull it all together?
How are we going to do this? But you know what? Christ is Lord, and we're proclaiming the gospel, increasing the church.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you very much.